Fat Dorf and Rodney will be appearing at Villanova University on Friday, March 10th. All tickets $4. Available at Villanova, Ticketron, Mads, Wanamakers, and Bag and Baggage.
Well, it's 8:30. I'm Luke O'Reilly. I'll be with you until 10, and then Michael Tyson will be along. It's going to be very cold tonight. Temperatures down to about 15. And clear and cold tomorrow. Might be getting a little warmer by the weekend, but should remain fairly clear up till then. That's what the weather forecast says. What have I got up next? Yeah, some Bob Dylan. We're WMMR. We're in Philadelphia.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorway, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake, tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail, the sky cracked its palms in naked wonder at the clinging of the church bells. Blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder. Striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position. Tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric light still struck like arrows fired but far the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Calling for the searching ones on a speechless seeking trail for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale. And for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours for the hang suspended. As we listened one last time and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, or the countless confused accused misused strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. Do you understand? You know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff the scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, a hollow horn. These wasted words prove to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear when you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma. I'm only sighing. Question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. Although the masters make the rules, oh, the wise men and the fools, I've got nothing more to live up to. Them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in.
Chimes of Freedom from Dylan, and then It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding, another Dylan song done by Roger McGuinn, and Ballad of Easy Rider from Roger McGuinn as well.
Savoy Brown and a new LP on the Parrot label.
Sometimes think about the way my life's supposed to be. The thing I am, what I am, that's enough for me.
English blues, as only Savoy Brown can do it. Savoy Brown's new album is called Hellbound Train, and this week it's offered for $3.33 each at Sunshine Records, 1125 Market Street. Also this week, all other Savoy Brown LPs are $2.77 each. Hellbound Train for $3.33, and all other Savoy Brown LPs for $2.77 at the Sunshine Records, 1125 Market Street.
Presenting Tales from the Garden of Earthly Delights. Brought to you by Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo.
Dear Clairol, not only is Herbal Essence a good shampoo, but there's some kind of mysterious earthly excitement to it. I find myself rinsing my hair in cool water with closed eyes and actually feeling that I'm outdoors. Thank you.
In all the years I've been washing my hair, I've never found a shampoo like Herbal Essence. It is really marvelous. It really makes your hair feel clean deep down to the scalp. That really feels great. You can tell when you're getting it clean because your hair clings to your fingers. It even smells clean.
Thank you for making
making such a miracle. Herbal Essence makes my hair shine, and that's a miracle.
Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo with natural protein. The most beautiful shampoo experience on earth.
Those were unsolicited letters about new Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo. The shampoo that leaves your hair clean and conditioned and smelling nice, too. Experience it.
Yep, there's going to be a pop festival this year.
And that's the truth.
I'd really like to go, you know, I mean, it sounds incredible. Getting on an airplane, flying to Puerto Rico, laying in the sand on the beach, ocean, music, rock music, incredible people, fruit, nuts, coconuts. It's fantastic.
With 3 full days of music, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, people like Rod Stewart and Faces, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Alice Cooper, and a whole lot more.
The unbelievably low price of $149 includes round-trip airfare, transportation to the festival site, and tickets. Mar y Sol, sea and sun.
Departure is from New York. For more information, call 215-985-0111.
Here's a new album that I just picked up today from the import shop in town. It's from Clark Hutchinson, who a couple of years ago did an album called A equals MH2. And this one's called Gestalt. Chosen a tune off it called A Boat in the Mist.
Yeah.
my baby. Yes, how I love you don't know.
Well, that was off an old Blues Breakers album with Eric Clapton and John Mayall, and the song was Have You Heard? Masterful piece of work. And Clark Hutchinson from an import that we got hold of today. I have a song called Boat in the mist. I would imagine that that'll be out in this country in the fairly near future.
Black label beer has flavor enough, flavor enough, flavor enough.
The one with rich, full flavor. Black Label. Here's one beer with flavor enough for everyone. Taste it. Full flavor makes Black Label the world's leading internationally brewed beer.
Flavor enough for the whole world. Flavor enough for the whole world.
After Sunday, March the 12th, the Record Den is featuring Edgar Winter's White Trash and Rory Gallagher. Roadwork, the two new records set by Edgar Winter's White Trash that has an appearance by Johnny Winter on it, is $3.59 for the LP. The 8-track tape is $4.59. Rory Gallagher's new LP, Juice, that lists for $5.98, is $2.99. Edgar Winter's White Trash and Rory Gallagher, this weekend at the Record Den in Normandy Square Mart on Roosevelt Boulevard, at Calmley Road in Northeast Philadelphia.
If you're ready for tomorrow.
Joe McGinnis's best-selling book, The Selling of the President, is a basis for a bright new multimedia musical.
All our sorrow.
The year is 1976. The presidential aspirant is George Mason. George lives on the top floor of a TV studio. He makes no speeches and meets no one. Because below, in the TV studio, the slickest, sharpest advertising people money can buy are going about the business, the selling of the president. Pat Hingle in The Selling of the President. It's in its pre-Broadway run at the Schubert Theater now through March the 11th. For ticket information, call PE5-4768. PE5-4768.
Not stand up.
It's 9 o'clock, exactly 9 o'clock. Michael Tearson will be along in just 60 minutes from this moment. The weather for the next couple of days is going to be pretty much as it was today. Temperatures tomorrow might get up to about 35 degrees, and it should be clear and sunny anyway. It won't be raining and cold. I'm Luke O'Reilly with WMMR. We're in Philadelphia.
Which
My Friend from Free, the Highway album, King Crimson right before them, the Court of the Crimson King. Glass recycling program has begun operation at St. Joseph's College. All interested persons are invited to participate by bringing used glass to the collection area in the Cardinal Avenue parking lot near City Line Avenue. So if you live out there, it should be fairly easy if you want to help in this recycling. Receptacles are provided for green, brown and clear glass. Lids and metal rings should be removed from the bottles, but it doesn't matter about the labels, you can leave them on. Once again, that's the Cardinal Avenue parking lot near City Line Avenue, and that's St. Joseph's College. Ask anybody around there, they'll direct you to the place to recycle that glass. Quarter past, or just after quarter past nine. Michael, along in 45 minutes' time. I'm Luke O'Reilly. Terry Reid now with a Donovan song. Super Lungs, My Supergirl.
Thank you. subway train. Don't forget the poor
least the song doesn't quite fade out there. I always enjoy it when the musicians get it up to put a regular ending to a song instead of just fading the thing out as they so often do now. I Ain't Wasting Time No More was right before that. That was from the Allman Brothers, and Terry Reid began the set with Super Lungs, My Super Girl.
Would you be happy? Would you be sad? When you lost the best girl?
This week, the Disc Den Record and Tape Store's album you may have missed sale features Lee Michaels, Janis Joplin, and Don McLean. Lee Michaels' third, just entitled Lee Michaels, Janis Joplin's Cosmic Blues, and Don McLean's American Pie at $2.99 each. If you didn't get these LPs when they were first released, they're $2.99 each this week at Disc Den Record and Tape Stores in Woodbury and Glassboro, New Jersey, Newark, Delaware, and the Music Show at the Shore Mall in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
I'm dry.
I'm limp.
I'm lucky.
And we've got the three kinds of hair there are. Dry, limp, or lucky.
If your hair's lucky like mine, you can skip this whole thing.
But if your hair's limp like mine...
Or dry like mine, you ought to try the new conditioners from Protein 21.
One of these new conditioners was made for fine, thin, limp hair. It says so on the bottle.
And the other one says for dry or damaged hair. They do different things.
We limps need help keeping some shape and bounce and curl in our hair. And that's what you get from the limp formula.
But dries need help getting rid of that crackly, stick-out, comb-grabbing feeling. That's what the dry formula does. And they both leave your hair soft and shiny.
And they don't leave your hair feeling stiff or tacky.
Protein 21's great new conditioners for dries and limps.
For luckies, Protein 21 has a great new nothing.
The WMMR, we're in Philadelphia. A Chicago-based group is organizing a national campaign to have Washington recognize St. Patrick's Day as a legal holiday. In a full-page ad in the Chicago Tribune today, the group, with Pat O'Brien serving as honorary national chairman, invited the public to join in what they describe as the world's greatest event since the invention of the brick. The campaign is also being coordinated with an effort to have Ireland made the 51st state. It doesn't stop there, either. Ed Moran, co-chairman of the committee to make St. Patrick's Day a legal holiday, explained what would be the few future activities of his organization.
Once this project is completed, we have further plans. We seek to build an undersea tunnel connecting the River Shannon with the Mississippi. We plan to color oranges green. We want to install emergency measures for moving the seat of County of Cook to Dublin in the event that Chicago is invaded by the Martians. We want baseball teams like the Chicago Green Sox and the Boston Green Sox to play their games on Astro Clover. Remember, the Arabs and Texans have the oil, but we have the holy water.
Do, do, do.